You're listening to eBay Radio. Join us in the chat room if you think you can stand honesty, openness, and eccentricity. If not, just listen to the show and forget the chat room. We're easy. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, successful eBay entrepreneurs tend to have certain things in common. And it's not usually hair color. Here now to share her take on the 7 habits of highly effective eBay sellers is Shauna Champion from the eBay for Business blog. Shauna, what inspired you to write this recent series in the blog?
Well, I'm always reading books on entrepreneurs because I feel like I don't have all the answers as an entrepreneur, and I'm always looking to learn and figure out better ways to do things. So I came across Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. Have you heard of it?
No, tell us.
So Tim Ferriss wrote The 4-Hour Workweek, which some people love, some people think is a crock. But what I learned from his book so many years ago, like over 10 years ago, were practical tips, like never touch an email twice. You know, it's just tips on being more efficient. So when I heard he came out with this new book, I was like, okay, it sounds like he's like put together everything you'd ever need as an entrepreneur.
Sure.
The title is Tools of Titans, but it says the tactics, routines, and habits of billionaires, icons, and world-class performers. So he's not just talking to like the Warren Buffetts of the world. In fact, I don't even think he's included in here. He's talking to people who are just like at the top of their game. And so when I read this book, I started thinking about eBay sellers and what eBay sellers do to be successful, the ones that I've interviewed at least. And I started to realize that there were about 7 habits that I could identify that all successful eBay sellers that I've talked to seem to adhere to.
Okay, let's see if we got it, Griff. We have all 7. Let's see.
Okay? You think so?
I don't know. We're going to see. I don't either.
I'm kind of scared.
What's the first habit you call out? They start with the why. What do you mean by that?
Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you selling on eBay? Are you doing it to fund an adoption? Are you doing it for vacation money? Are you doing it because you don't want to work at a 9-to-5 and be a slave to corporate America? Mm. Know why you're doing what you're doing. And then it'll all
Well, that leaves us out, Griff. We have no clue.
We have no clue.
You don't know why you're doing what you're doing.
No, we're doing because we were told to.
Okay. So we're
not going to give you a bad time this whole time, Shauna. Okay.
We might. I don't know.
Certainly that first one, why, it is important. Why are you doing what you're doing?
Why?
Exactly.
Why are you
If you don't know that, you probably shouldn't even go forward with the rest of them.
Yeah, nice. Really. Just go to bed and get it over with.
Right. Just get back in bed.
Okay, so that was habit number one is that they start with the why. Okay.
Yeah. They start with the why.
Yeah. So you know why you're selling on eBay. You're not just here to make money, although I say in my blog post that obviously the result, but you're here because you want a different lifestyle or you want to spend more time with your kids, something like that.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
And then habit number two
is
well-established routines.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Very important. Mm-hmm. I get an A+ on that one.
Okay. What are your routines, Lee?
Well, it depends on the day. Okay. I get up early.
Do you make your bed?
I do not. Because
okay,
we have, you know why?
That's a big one.
Let me tell you why. Because we have, you know, the shabby chic look, you know, with the thing just hanging all over, and that's how it looks good.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Tim Ferriss makes his bed. That's his first achievement in his day. And I think that kind of sets the pace for the day. It's like, okay, I got up, I did this one thing, and then all of a sudden everything else seems just a little bit easier.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so well-established routines.
Well-established routines. Yes.
Okay.
And then for eBay sellers, that would mean like in the morning you do your shipping, and then in the early afternoon you do your listing or whatever works for you, for your schedule. it's just a routine, and then you can almost gauge how long it's going to take to do something.
And you know something, Shauna, one of the great things about being an entrepreneur is even though you have these well-established routines every day, because you own the joint, you get to unestablish them from time to time, right?
Right.
Yeah, you could do that, but if you were going for like maximum efficiency, you might want to do things at
exactly.
a certain time, because then you know how long it's going to take, and you can forecast how long tasks take you in the future.
We're speaking with Shauna Champion from eBay for Business, and we're talking about the 7 habits of highly effective eBay sellers. So habit number 3, you say they set goals. I'm a big one for that. I get A+ on that one.
Oh, gosh. You're just racking up the points
Wait. That's setting goals. Reaching them is something totally different.
Well, this is setting goals, so that's important. Okay. If you don't set them, how can you reach them?
One of our favorite characters from Shark Tank, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it's Robert Herjavec, I think.
Yeah.
He said that a goal without a timeline is simply a dream, and I tend to agree.
Yep.
That sounds like a song. A goal without a timeline.
You must have a timeline.
It's just a dream.
On your goal.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. And then, you know, I should say overall, I'm paying homage to Stephen Covey, you know, Dr. Stephen Covey, who passed away, I think, in 2012, who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So
right. Yes.
That's where the title comes from.
Where? What is habit number 4? You say it involves mastering time management.
Oh, yes. Time management is a close relative of routines and goal setting, I'd say, because if you know how long it takes to do something, then you can do it. You can plan your day around it.
Oh.
You're like, I'm going to spend 2 hours on listing this morning. And I actually have even talked to sellers who set like timers. Dana Crawford, she sets an egg timer when she's doing certain tasks. So some people take it very seriously.
I take it seriously.
Yeah,
I do.
And when you're an entrepreneur, you have to have laser focus. You have to be very focused, because it's way too easy to get distracted by Facebook, TV, you know, whatever else.
Yeah, that's true.
Habit number 5 is seeing the glass as half full. Why is that so important?
This might be the most important one on the list, because what I've noticed is sometimes when we'll post something on eBay for Business about a seller who's doing really well, they'll get a lot of great feedback and people that are happy for them, but there'll be people that are sometimes like, well, what is she doing that I'm not? And they tend to be a little bit negative about somebody else's success.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of tells me that maybe that they're not doing it right. And by right, I mean they're not trying to find a way to succeed. They're too busy focusing on the negative. And
exactly.
When you get stuck in the negative, it's hard to go forward.
Okay, so habit number 6.
They over-deliver. And this ties in for eBay sellers mostly to customer service. I mean, a little extra something. Just yesterday on eBay for Business, we posted a picture of somebody covered in packages. And I noticed that on her eBay packages, she had a little note on the outside that said, thanks, and then the person's name, and then she signed it. Just a little extra, like
a little extra
personal touch.
Wow.
So they over-deliver.
I like that.
That's a good one.
And I believe in that.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Right.
That's a good one.
And then number 7, they roll with change. How important is this?
Whoa.
I mean,
so
we get a lot of resistance about the changes that take place, you know, when we have seller releases on eBay, but I think we all know, if we really think about it, that we're just trying to keep pace with e-commerce. I mean, I remember back in the dot-com days, technology changed every 6 months. Now, I mean, it might change, you know, once a month. So we're just keeping up. We're trying to keep up, and we're trying to keep sellers up to speed.
Yeah.
I think eBay sellers have grown with that issue.
Oh, a lot.
Griff and I remember 13 and a half years ago, they were, you know, every time eBay would change something, they would just freak out. The sellers, a lot of them just freaked out. Oh my God, now what are we going to do, you know? And we had to calm them down a lot, didn't we, Griff?
We did, and we did.
And I think we don't hear that so much anymore.
Yeah. It's good because we don't have a choice. We have to change. I mean, who said change or die?
Yeah.
We have to.
Exactly. So as you're reading about entrepreneurialism, which I started doing maybe 40 years ago, by the way,
you should write a book.
Well, you know, I've interviewed just about every person that's ever written a book about entrepreneurialism, except maybe before 10 years ago. Since I've been on eBay Radio, I've been interviewing, you know, entrepreneurs who sell on eBay. But before that, I interviewed all the biggies and everything.
And you have a book in you. Yeah.
And so what stands out most in your mind?
For entrepreneurs in general?
Yeah.
I'd say to always be open to new ideas. I recently looked up the definition of inspiration, and it's the process of being mentally stimulated. And as an entrepreneur, I am always looking for this. I always want to be mentally stimulated, because if I'm not mentally stimulated, then I can be lackadaisical about my goals, and I could even start to dwell in negativity if things aren't going my way. But when I'm mentally stimulated, I'm too busy, you know, looking for the solution and feeling invigorated.
One thing I learned from all these entrepreneurs these famous ones,
yeah, what?
They're just like us.
Yeah.
They are?
Honestly. They were afraid when they started out. They were taking risks that scared them.
First they were afraid, they were petrified.
Yeah, so they're no different than we are. The one difference they have is they were willing to go for it and take the risk and do all these seven things that Sean is talking about today.
Right. See? There's always a music reference with Griff.
Yes, yeah, always. Sorry. You know this?
Yeah, that's true. Shauna, it's always a pleasure. Glad to have you on
the show.
Come
back soon, Shauna.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, you can dial us now. The phones are open. 888-723-4630. And it's eBay Radio. Yay!
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. VStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Listener today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Listener for professional mobile optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
Listen while you list.